Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on Michael Dresser's Authors and Answers, coast to coast, broadcast live and on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Call us toll-free anywhere in the U.S. at 1-888-454-3378 or email your questions or comments to michael@dressershow.com. Our guest, John Sarkat, he's the author of Bouncing Back from the Bottom. A new book shows that it's not just the sports greats who can make a comeback. You can, too. He's an active writer, a professional communicator. John has directed public relations activities for a varied group of clients at Sarkat & Associates since 1979. He holds a B.S. and an M.S. degree from Ohio State University, and he is a voraciousreader of books and periodicals and has always collected notable features and filed them away. He believes that the human spirit, and listen to it close, that the human spirit, which no one has ever actually seen or put under a microscope, just might be the toughest material on the planet. John, hi, welcome to the show.
Michael, thanks for having me.
And thank you so much for being here. When we talk about the extraordinary comebacks, you know, the American dream has always been about the guy who gets knocked down or woman and they come back. Most of the movies that we've ever seen that we love that stay in our minds is about somebody who's been knocked down and has the ability to come back. And they've been used as anchors for so many people for so many years to actually come back. But when push comes to shove, there's got to be that eternal spark in someone to say, you knock me down, I'm coming back again.
Oh, yes, and you've touched on, when you say film, I think of Sylvester Stallone.
Sure.
Rocky himself, there's a comeback story even to his career. When Stallone was young, he was a struggling actor in New York. He was appearing in this play and that play and trying to make his way and not really getting the traction he had hoped for. So what he did, his own personal comeback, he started writing. He tried to write his own material. He wrote a film called The Lords of Flatbush.
I remember it.
Ah, and it got him a little more attention, got him a little higher up on the ladder, but it wasn't the stardom he craved. So, Michael, what he did next, he happened to see the famous fight between Chuck Wepner and Muhammad Ali, March 1975, Cleveland, Ohio. And Wepner was a journeyman fighter, the Bayonne Bomber, and he was a terrific fighter, but nobody expected him to win or even go very far with the champ. And what happened next, he did go far. He went 15 rounds with him and astonished the whole boxing world. And Stallone's imagination was just caught on fire with this, and he said he spent the next 3 days in a frenzy writing with a ballpoint pen in a spiral notebook the whole screenplay for Rocky.
That's the first time, John, that I've ever been told how that screenplay came about.
Yes, and then he put it out to Hollywood, and the producers sensed that they really had something there. But Stallone stipulated that he would have to play the lead in the movie. Not only would he sell the script, but he came with it. He was part of the package, and he held firm, and he got the role. And the rest is history. So that was his own personal comeback. Rocky is, of course, the iconic comeback image for American film.
You had to see
Stallone himself was.
You had to see Rocky 1-30 to truly appreciate the last one.
Someone
saw the last one in and of itself, by itself, it was okay. But if you followed Rocky all the way through, it was wonderful.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, and it is. It's comeback, and that's what this country has been made of. Now, let me ask you this, John. In the last 20, 30, 40 years, we're going to break. We'll be right back, so I'll leave this one till after we come back. The book is Extraordinary Comebacks. Our guest author, John Sarkat, will be right back right after this.
Imagine sitting in your own living room, making a little extra money, or even a full-time income, surrounded by your family, making your own hours, being your own boss. You know, maybe our dreams are the same. My name's Dexter Godby, and I'm known as the recovering attorney because I quit law to become a home business entrepreneur. And now to help you discover if being your own boss is right for you too, I've prepared a free report for you. It's called The Top 10 Reasons to Have a Home Business. And you can get it by calling toll-free 1-877-537-8255. 1-877-537-8147. That's 1-877-537-8147. If you hate selling, hate MLM, want to avoid mistakes, and would love to actually make money in your own home business, you really have to get this free report. Just call me, the recovering attorney, and get your free report right now, 1-877-537-8147.
Hi, I'm Michael Dresser for Carol Bond Health Foods, and I have a few questions just for you. Do you have thinning hair? Do you have damaged hair? Do you want healthier, stronger hair? If you answered yes to any of those questions, we've got a product for you called Hair Formula 44. H44 stops hair thinning, improves your hair texture, and regenerates new growth. H44 doesn't grow new hair, but it can help to grow hair that's been dormant or damaged and help prevent further hair loss. Sherry from Tennessee wrote that her hair was damaged from years of perms and colors, and now she receives many, many compliments on the great shine and healthy look. Call us at Carol Bond Health Foods for your H44. A month's supply is normally $19.95, but if you call 1-800-833-8282, you do it today, the price is only $14.95. Don't pay more for products that just don't work. H44 is available only from Carol Bond Health Foods. Ask for the radio special. A month's supply is just $14.95. Call us toll-free, 800-833-8282, and bring back your hair.
Speaking for Business, the latest news and commentary from Tom Donahue, President of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
The federal government is right to adopt new measures to ensure that everyone pays their taxes, but it shouldn't adopt a one-size-fits-all approach that penalizes taxpayers who already pay their fair share. Some of the proposals being discussed in Washington would unfairly increase paperwork burdens on compliant small businesses, hurting their bottom line. If the federal government really wants to get serious about tax compliance, it would simplify our complex tax code, the cause of much confusion and honest tax filing mistakes, and provide easy-to-understand directions. Simplicity and education, not indiscriminate enforcement, will help fill the government's coffers. This is Tom Donahue speaking for Business.
Visit us on the Internet at www.uschamber.com.
Now back to the realm of possibility. It's the Michael Dresser Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all. That's all.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on Michael Dresser's Authors and Answers. The book is Extraordinary Comebacks, 201 Inspiring Stories of Courage, Triumph, and Success. Our guest author, John Sarkat. John, let me ask you this. In writing the book, I'm going to take you back 30, 40, 50 years. Did we have people of yesteryear that had more of a spark in them than what we see today? And I ask that out of due respect to our youngsters today and people today. It seems as though the culture has created a new kind of person on the scene.
Well, people ask me that, and it's a thoughtful question. I don't know that I have the answer. I think the human spirit's a universal entity, Michael. I don't know that it changes so much generation from generation. You mentioned going back 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
I think of one of the chapters in the book, and it's a show that everybody's seen and loves. It's this I Love Lucy show.
Oh, sure.
And briefly, I'll tell you her comeback story. She was really two comebacks. She and Desi Arnaz had famous marital difficulties, rocky marriage.
You bet.
Hot-tempered Cuban, redhead, etc. But she wanted to find a way to have a great marriage. And so she thought, instead of kind of ships passing in the night, they had different hours. He was a band leader. She worked in Hollywood. She wanted to work with him. They wanted to do a show together. So she got in her mind, we'll do a TV show. So she takes this concept, which is going to become one of the greatest TV concepts ever, to CBS, and they said no. They said, you know, no interest. No one will believe it. No one wants that. She went out then. They created kind of a vaudeville act and toured it around the country and showed there were audiences that came to it and loved it and all that. So then they moved the next step, and they created a pilot. And here again, they got into a thing with CBS. CBS didn't want to pay for the pilot. So Desi Arnaz said, I'll pay for it, and then I'll own it. And they finally relented. But when they did the pilot, It was a success. It was very popular, and of course, the show went on to become a TV immortal. So, you know, we have plucky people from every generation, and strong female types like Lucy. So, you know, Tom Brokaw called that the greatest generation, the one that fought World War II and saved it. And so, you know, hats off to them. But there's certainly some young people today who are doing the same sorts of things, for sure.
Now, by the way, and staying neutral as regards to politics, Bill Clinton, love him or hate him, whatever the case may be, he was the comeback kid.
Oh, boy. And, you know, you've touched on a nerve there. I've got examples on the left. You say love him or leave him. I've got examples in the book on the left. I've got them on the right. We've got Rudolph Giuliani.
Sure, I saw that.
Both Bill and Hillary. I mean, you know, Hillary is a controversial lady. A lot of people really like her, and a lot of people really don't like her. But you know what? She went through a little bit of hell there and kept her mouth shut and kept her dignity and got herself elected to the Senate.
And by the way, John, this is, you know, and this isn't even political, left or right. This is about comebacks.
It's a human story.
And it's, there are American comebacks here.
That's exactly right, Michael. These are human stories. And I look at these politicians, and you can look at Gore, Huckabee,
sure,
Giuliani, McCain, who was imprisoned in the Hanoi Hilton for 5.5 years.
You bet.
His body was broken up and disfigured, and he's, you know, and he tried to kill himself 2 times when he was in the present. But look at the toughness of these people. And this is, I think, if you want to be a political figure, I think the degree of toughness you need to manifest and the degree of comebacks that you have to create is enormous, because you're going to get knocked around harder than in the NFL, I think.
I'll tell you what, the one that touched my heart was Nat Cole, and he did a posthumous comeback.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that one's, I was brought up with Nat Cole's music.
Wow, it's fantastic. I saw an old black and white repeat on some cable show. I saw the show, and it was really something, just the ease he performed with, and the jazzy quality, and just the talent. And, you know, I think in some ways became even more popular after his early demise due to smoking and lung cancer and that sort of thing than he was during his life, because the show that he created for the network TV only lasted one season. They said they didn't have the audience, they didn't have the demographics or whatever. But, you know, sometimes the best product isn't always the most commercial product, Michael.
In going through these, when you decided to pick up whatever process you used to pick them, Did you find an overreaching theme? Did you find something where there was a common denominator, a certain spark of something within the majority of everyone that you chose that we found sameness in?
Yes, there's really only one. There's a lot of diversity, because some of the subjects, Michael, have people, you know, families and friends that support them. Some work totally alone in isolation. Some battle this or that, but the one common denominator is they decided they wouldn't quit.
Yeah.
And calls to mind that great quote by Winston Churchill where he said, never give in, never give in, never, 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 in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. That's what they all had in common. They just never quit, no matter what.
And when we look at these, is there someone within all of these that you resonated for the most part with?
Well,
and we all have somebody we resonate with. If you don't have personal recognition, you can't write about it.
Oh, well, three stories. I'll just cite them briefly.
Sure.
I think Lance Armstrong, I don't think there's greater comeback story. Here's an athlete that has a pain in his groin. He goes in, he puts it off, ignores it. Finally, he has to capitulate, go to the doctor, finds out he has cancer. They give him a 50-50 chance to live. Then the cancer metastasizes. Now he's down to a 2% chance to live. So he undergoes chemotherapy. His skin turns brown. It's burning him from the inside out. But he's got the support of his mom, who he loved dearly, and his friends and so forth. And he recovers. And then he goes on to win the most grueling sporting event in the world, the Tour de France, 2,700 miles. And not once, Michael, as you well know, 7 times in a row. So just for sheer magnitude of comeback, you cannot surpass Lance. A second story I can think of is just illustrates what the human being is capable of. There's an athlete by the name of Dean Karnazes. He's known as the ultramarathon man. Suffered an emotional loss, and his younger sister died in a car accident when he was young, and it just devastated the family. He never felt right again. Well, we'll pick that up perhaps after that break.
I'm glad you know. Okay. The book is Extraordinary Comebacks. Our guest, John Sarkin. We'll be back with John right after this. Stay up. Stay tuned. Stay with us. Do not touch the dial. Hi, I'm Michael Dresser for Carol Bond Health Foods, and I have an important question for you. Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a wonderful product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes your body with the vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. It's like getting a lube job for your joints. In short, if you have joint pain or stiffness, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and it comes in easy to swallow soft gels. Injuve normally sells for $29.95, but order it today and get Injuve for only $24.95 or two bottles for only $44.95. Don't put up with joint pain even one more day. Call 1-800-833-8282 and ask for the radio special. Life is too precious to put up with pain.
Imagine sitting in your own living room, making a little extra money, or even a full-time income, surrounded by your family, making your own hours, being your own boss. You know, maybe our dreams are the same. My name's Dexter Godby, and I'm known as the recovering attorney because I quit law to become a home business entrepreneur. And now to help you discover if being your own boss is right for you too, I've prepared a free report for you. It's called The Top 10 Reasons to Have a Home Business. And you can get it by calling toll-free 1-877-537-8147. That's 1-877-537-8147. If you hate selling, hate MLM, want to avoid mistakes, and would love to actually make money in your own home business, you really have to get this free report. Just call me, the recovering attorney, and get your free report right now, 1-877-537-8147.
So the other day, I'm sitting at a light in my Pontiac, and I'm thinking about how much I hate generic stuff. Generic food, off-brand knockoffs, stuff that's not original. And the reason I'm thinking this is my brakes started grinding, which got me thinking about my last brake job. It was like 10,000 miles ago. So I'm thinking for the right brakes for my Pontiac, the kind of brakes that were on it when I bought it, I'm going to my Pontiac dealer and heading down the Good Wrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
And that's just what I did. I had my Good Wrench guy look at him. He's an expert on my Pontiac. He checked my front brakes, then he replaced them. And because I asked for GM parts, now I have just the kind of brakes my Pontiac needed. Good Wrench. It's the perfect wrench for your Pontiac. Only at your Pontiac dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog.
So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused.
Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish.
Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User directed, only brand clinically tested.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
Call Michael now at 1-888-454-3378.
Like a drum,
the closing when the customers won't come,
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk with Michael Dresser's Authors and Answers. Let's re-enter the realm of possibility. The book is Extraordinary Comebacks. Our guest author, John Sarkat. John, let me ask you this. Is there a website we can find you at?
Oh, yes. You could just Google Extraordinary Comebacks, and it's going to take you, Michael, to Sarkat.com. That's my last name. And there we've got reviews, excerpts, a list of the 201 subjects, links to Amazon, amazing facts about comebacks, the works. It's all there.
Let me ask you this. It's my favorite question to authors, and the answers, they're so individual the answers for me are wonderful. You decided to put this to pen. Fact, fun, or fantasy, it's always the same response. You decide to put this subject matter to pen. Now, somewhere in the writing, John, in the research, in putting it together, and it happens to all authors, there is that cathartic moment, that epiphany, that aha moment, when you begin to realize there's a dimension above, beyond the subject matter that you realize going in. Where was that for you?
Well, I think it was just sort of a vision, Michael, where, you know, if I go back to what the genesis of it was, I actually didn't start out to write the book. I actually started out to buy it, and I was in a Borders 6 years ago, and yeah. I was looking for a book like this to kind of pick up my own spirits. Couldn't find it, so I figured, well, surely it's on Amazon. So I went back and researched it. Nothing even like it.
Mm.
And I looked in my folder of newspaper clippings and magazine articles. It went back years, and I noticed, you know, you've been collecting these stories yourself for years. I guess it's going to fall to you to write this book. So I launched forth in it, and you know, I got to answer your question. I think I got a vision somewhere along the line that, hey, you know what? Besides being a cathartic or interesting project for you, you might wind up helping people. And I think that's what pulled me through some of the ups and downs of the whole publishing process. So,
okay, when you take a look at this, you had a look at every story that you wrote, even if it was somebody else's story, you had to look through those people's eyes. And was it? Did you get lost sometimes, John?
No, I don't.
When I say get lost, you have to look through their eyes to be able to put it together. Did sometimes you become them?
Well, I'm thinking of Bill Clinton's favorite phrase about feeling your pain. I mean, I think, you know what, I think when a person reads and experiences these 200 stories, I think it's kind of broadens their humanity. I know it did for me, and I think it makes people realize, hey, we're all kind of cut out of the same fabric. We're all kind of, whether it's a health setback or a career setback or a financial setback or whatever, you know, happens even to the luminaries, the stars, the superstars who, you know, a lot of people hitherto thought maybe their life was charmed or they were touched by God or they're different. They're, you know, they're a little beyond human, but they're not.
I like what Furman said about the book will help you shape your attitude, whatever kind of comeback needs to be undertaken. And here's the important part, and show you there's much more than you're capable of. And we have just run out of time. John Sarkat, hey, thank you so much. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you, Michael.
Take care. And that, my friends, is a wrap.
Once you found her, built your world around her, make someone happy, make just one someone happy.
The opinions you hear on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day. Living without health insurance, you can't afford not to have it. But affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hardworking entrepreneur or if you work for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a perfect solution with our dependable, affordable health insurance plans. We have a plan that fits your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. afford. After all, if you can't pay the premium, all the insurance in the world is useless. We're here 24 hours a day to help, so call 800-295-2120. That's 800-295-2120. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest right now for affordable health insurance. 800-295-2120. That's 800-295-2120. Not available in all states.
Good news on the Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. The Reverend Pat Robertson says, Jerry Falwell will be missed.
I was deeply grieved when I received word that my good friend Jerry Falwell had gone to be with the Lord. They have a graduation coming up this weekend, and there will be many tears and thoughts of remembrance of a man whose legacy will be this great institution.
And Lee Edwards of the Heritage Foundation says Falwell organized conservative religious activism.
It was Reverend Falwell who figured out that it was important that conservative Christians get involved in the political fight. He did change American politics because those people had not been active in politics until he came along, until he was the catalyst and got them involved and has kept them involved.
This is the Information Radio Network.